When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, October 4th edition of the program. We have Kanye West saying that Black Lives Matter is a scam. This is getting a lot of attention. Somebody coming forward to speak the truth about certainly the corporate structure of Black Lives Matter, the organization, but also as a political movement. What was Black Lives Matter really all about? What did it accomplish? Finally, perhaps we can have that conversation. Plus, some midterm election races that are getting very close. And so the libs are going all out to destroy Republicans like Herschel Walker down in Georgia. We will dive into their efforts to undermine him. And then more on Russia, Ukraine, where increasingly we're realizing the left, the Democrats, the Biden White House, where do they think this is going? What do they think a cornered Putin is willing to do? We will dive into all of this, my friends, coming up in just a moment. But first, there's no sign of identity theft slowing down anytime soon. It happens all the time online. Sometimes you even get a really sophisticated text message and it'll say, oh, we're from your bank. They just want you to click on it. It'll look like something from a bank, but you know what? It's scamsters. And they've got you. Then all of a sudden they get your information. They can take out loans, credit cards in your name. How do you protect yourself? Well, my friends, more than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. It's easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. And if you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/Buck. I've had LifeLock for years, okay? I've had to work with them. I've had to work with a LifeLock restoration specialist because somebody took out some credit, cable account in my name. It wasn't me. LifeLock fixed it. $1,000, by the way, was what I was supposedly going to be paying here. Paid nothing, not a dollar. Thank you, LifeLock. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/Buck. That's LifeLock.com/Buck for 25% off. This was amazing to see because the media were completely freaked out about it. Kanye West, he's got some good tunes. To the Wire, I believe. Is that what it's called? Or To the Wall? I don't know. Something like that. A good Kanye song. I'll have to Google it. But it's I won't sing it now because then all of you will stop watching. It's a very good song, though. I like some of the Kanye tunes. He is a man who can be a bit erratic. I think you could say a bit erratic, Mr. Kanye West. But also is a genius in his own way, creatively. He was at a fashion show for Paris Fashion Week. I don't know where my invitation was. Apparently got lost in the mail. I am a fashion plate, sir. You should see me on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. You guys remember that? Right Said Fred. Some of you remember Right Said Fred. I don't want to hear. Anyway. On the catwalk. I didn't get invited to Paris Fashion Week, which is a shame because, you know, apparently they got enough guys that like T-shirts and hoodies. But Kanye and our friend Candace Owens were standing wearing White Lives Matter sweatshirts, which got a lot of attention. And Kanye has also come out to say since that he has come out to say that BLM is a scam. Now, that's certainly true. If you go and look, the BLM, the most prominent BLM organizational founder, Patrice Couture, raised millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, an enormous sum of money because of the liberal guilt panic of 2020. And people started to at least raise some eyebrows about this when she took those millions of dollars of donations and bought I can't remember if it was a $6 or $7 million mansion. Mansion. Not office space, a mansion. And then, you know, threw a party there for one of her sons, you know, in the $6 million mansion, threw a big birthday party. You know what she paid as the rental fee for it? I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the hundreds of dollars. Let me tell you, generally, you won't be able to rent a $6 million mansion for a big party for a couple hundred bucks. It's going to cost a little more than that. If you try to rent a private dining room in New York at Del Frisco's for eight people, it's going to cost you thousands. So I have a feeling a $6 million mansion. Anyway, she also paid a close associate, I think it was between $600,000 and $800,000 for unspecified security work. Okay. So yeah, you get the, this is why she stepped down. She stepped down from the role. Yeah. So there's certainly scam elements of BLM just from a funding and organizational perspective. Where did all this money go? And a lot of it went to, oh, they invested it in a fund for future BLM activities. So they put it in the stock market. Okay. I mean, some organizations, you know, universities will do that with their endowments, but invested it. They spent it on private jet travel. Oh, that's nice. That's really doing a lot for the movement. That's doing a lot for crime in the streets, bringing it down, helping people in need. Sure, sure. But I think even more importantly than the obvious scam, Kanye's right. It is a scam. This was all attempted to be the entire defund the police movement and BLM. It's all moral blackmail. It's go along with this or else you're racist. You say, well, hold on a second. Why are we going to do this? It's going to have bad results, which it has had. And this is where we're finally able to speak about this honestly. You know why? No prominent Democrat in a contested race will speak out about how important Black Lives Matter has been as an organization right now. None of them. They're all running from it. Why are they running from it? Look what Black Lives Matter has done. You have in the state of Michigan, I just spoke to Tudor Dixon, who will hopefully be the next governor of that state. She told me earlier today that they have a 700% increase in carjackings in the last 2 years. 7X. That's a lot. Places like New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Chicago, massive increases in crime. In New York, the murder rate is down 10% from last year after it was up, you know, 30% or something like that the year before. So they're taking that as a win. But yeah, but you know that larceny, property crime, theft, robbery, auto theft, those are all up 30%, 40% from last year. It's a mess. It's a mess. And the reason for this is the fundamental philosophy of the Black Lives Matter movement is that the criminal justice system is racist and therefore needs to be revolutionized, dismantled, and made anew. And that's crazy. It's not true, and it has been deeply destructive. And since they like to talk about disparate impact or disproportionate effect, it has been more destructive. It has been more damaging, the BLM movement, to the safety and security of minority communities in this country than anybody else. That is the actual legacy of the BLM movement. It made everything worse for everyone. It was a scam. It was a moral panic. It was the Biden administration, when people were scared, mobilizing, or I should say the Biden campaign, mobilizing with the left and the corporate media to bludgeon the country into submission, over this narrative that was a lie. And they threatened communities. They threatened to burn them down. They threatened riots unless we went along with this. Corporations were bending the knee to Black Lives Matter everywhere. Why? I bend the knee to no one except God and perhaps my country in the service of it. Not bending the knee. Oh, horrible. What was going on? There were cops. Oh, I remember. Cops here in New York bending the knee to BLM, begging for forgiveness for all of the institutional and the legacy of racism in this country. Are you a racist? Why are you bending the knee? I don't allow people to hold me accountable for what other people who are long since dead did. And I don't allow them to say, well, you have the same skin color as those other bad people who were the racists, so you have to pay for their sins. No, I reject that. I also reject the BLM premise that cops are racist. They are not racist. And really what this comes down to is they created, whether it was end mass incarceration, Black Lives Matter, defund police. They even refer to themselves as an abolitionist movement. What are they trying to abolish? Prisons and police. They want to abolish prisons. What happens then? Well, we all have to deal with the people in society who are dangerous and who are criminals. We are to suffer through it. They believe that is justice. The hard left in this country, that is about 20% of the Democrat Party overall, maybe more like 50%, but, you know, it depends who you ask. The hard left in this country, and they are Democrats and they are Biden voters, they truly believe that a better situation for this country is lots of crime on the streets, lots of people being shot and stabbed and murdered, as long as nobody's in prison. Because prison is disproportionately affecting the minority community. Prison, they say, is racist because of this disparate impact. So to deal with that racism, we should have no one in prison, and anybody committing crimes should be out on the streets, and we just have to handle it. Now, you might say that's completely insane, and to that I would say, yes, of course it is. But that is the true Marxist radical belief system of the BLM movement laid bare for all of you. That's what they really think. That's what they really believe. And I know because I talk to them sometimes. I know because I know people on the left. I read what they write. And they don't want to be held accountable for it. You see, that's the thing. Now that people have suffered, now that we are going through this circumstance, this situation, they want to, you know, I love this phrase because it's so important, evade accountability. Oh, it wasn't us. It wasn't me. They were telling you, the Democrats were telling you, that the crime in this country came from COVID. That was the crime surge, which made no sense. But that was a stupid lie that they said as long as they could. It was a delay and distraction technique. Oh, the crime surge is COVID. It's just COVID related. Wear your mask. Then the crime surge will go down. It was all lies, friends. You know it. And I know it. Let's talk about the Fetterman race versus Oz. Sorry, the Oz race versus Fetterman is what I should call it. And then also Herschel Walker against Raphael Warnock. We'll get to this in a moment. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Christopher Slutman is one of those heroes. Christopher was a dedicated 15-year FDNY member who later became a staff sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps. He was serving our country in Afghanistan when he was killed in action by an IED in 2019, leaving behind his wife and three children. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. Christopher's family is able to stay in the house that Christopher and his wife raised their kids in, the house that their kids feel safe in, the house where everyone showed up to support the family after Christopher's death. Tunnel to Towers honored his service and paid off the mortgage thanks to you. Help America's heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They are doing such important work. All right, so now they've come out to attack. Let's start with the Herschel Walker situation. They're coming out after Herschel Walker, and there's a story in the Daily Beast saying that Herschel paid for an abortion a long time ago, I think it was decades ago, of a girlfriend at the time. Here is Herschel's response to this allegation.
Do you know the woman that is making this allegation?
I have no idea, but it is a flat-out lie. And now you know how important this seat is. This seat is very important that they'll do anything to win this seat, lie, because they want to make it by everything else except what the true problems that we have in this country is. This inflation, the border wide open, crime. They don't want to talk about that. So they're making up lies now because they need this Georgia seat. So I'm going to encourage anyone out there, let's not let them take this seat.
They need this Georgia seat. That much is certainly true. Democrats are desperate to hold on to it. And remember, if they hold the Senate, they're going to get through their judicial nominees. They might even get a Supreme Court nominee through in the next 2 years. You know, there's high stakes here over these races. And one thing that we have to remember from the Kavanaugh situation is that we saw the entire Democrat apparatus will tell the most vicious, obvious lies when power is at stake. They just don't care. They will lie about a man in front of the whole country and in front of his wife and children. They'll call him a rapist, as they did about Kavanaugh. Total lie. A mass rapist. A gang rapist. This is what they said about Brett Kavanaugh. You know, it recently came out, there were thousands and thousands of tips given to the FBI about Kavanaugh, and it was crazy people or people just trying to smear him with something. There were people claiming Brett Kavanaugh raped them who had never even been in the same state at the same time as Brett Kavanaugh. That really happened. So people will lie, and the left will lie more than anyone else when there is power at stake. So do I take Herschel Walker at his word? Yes. Why wouldn't I? He says this didn't happen. But all right, let's take a step back for a moment. Let's even assume for a second that it did happen. And by the way, the left is furious that screaming about abortion rights and freedom to abort a baby doesn't look like it's going to deliver them the midterm election. I'm going to tell you, there was a time this summer, a lot of Republicans were running scared from this issue. I kept saying, stay the course. Stay the course with the important issues right now and remain pro-life and don't get scared. Stay with what is important and true and moral. And a lot of people were, oh, abortion's going to cost us the election. I said, no, that's left-wing propaganda. That's what they want you to think. And now what we're seeing, the Democrats are all scared because, yeah, it's not going to actually deliver them the elections, it turns out. So with all of that, let's say Herschel Walker did pay for an abortion for a girlfriend at, you know, many years ago. That would be very sad. It would be tragic for the unborn baby and the woman who went through that. But Herschel Walker is now a man who is pro-life. If Herschel Walker has made his peace with God, if he's not a Catholic to my mind, but if he would be able to confess, but if he has made his peace with God and repented and is now a warrior for the pro-life cause, I also take him at his word. I also think that people can change. I think that people can grow in their understanding of what matters, in their understanding of morality. And so Herschel Walker, his word is good enough for me, but, and you might say, oh, well, what if he's lying? Then I would say Herschel Walker shouldn't lie, and that's wrong. But I would also point out that as long as he is pro-life on this issue and will vote pro-life, we're in a fight here, friends, to save lives. Purity and perfection in someone's past is not nearly as important to me, and I hope it's not nearly as important to anyone else out there, as saving lives right now. You know who's the most impactful pro-life president of my lifetime, and you could argue maybe of certainly the post-Roe v. Wade period? Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a guy who had a lot of time with ladies, while, you know, before he was married, while he was married, you know, a lot of stuff going on there, okay? But Donald Trump also, in office, appointed judges who believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, and overturned Roe v. Wade. The most pro-life president. He also went to the March for Life, which a lot of other presidents shied away from. Donald Trump was the most, in his office, in his role, pro-life president that we have ever had, certainly, again, in the era of abortion in this country, post-Roe. So Herschel Walker, if he's going to be a warrior for life, if he's going to be a warrior for unborn babies, all about it. And they can try to smear him and say this is from his past. Look, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. Ronald Reagan, as governor of California, signed an abortion bill. And he realized it was wrong. And he changed his ways. I'm not going to hold it against somebody if they come into the light. I'm going to say welcome. And that's how I feel about Herschel and the life issue. Fetterman is a situation where you got a guy that's just trying to hide everything that he had been saying in recent years, because now it's really down to those voters in the middle. Now it's really down to those people who are persuadable. And Fetterman is Bernie Sanders' policies with this, you know, hoodie wearing pseudo working class guy persona, and a defund the police, kick the prisons wide open, criminal justice lunacy. That's what you get with John Fetterman. It's a mess. People are realizing it's a dead heat now in Pennsylvania, which really means Oz is probably a point or two ahead right now, but that could change. It's also a dead heat in Georgia. Those are two critical, critical Senate races. So we'll be following that all very closely going forward. And that's going to be it for today, team. I thought I had something else I wanted to get into in some detail, but the nuclear war situation, which is important, obviously. The foreign policy establishment is comprised of many of the least capable of self-correction and self-reflection individuals you will ever find. Foreign policy elites are among the most arrogant people, intellectually arrogant people you'll ever see in your entire life. I've been around a lot of them. I've worked at some of the most fancy, well-known think tanks on foreign policy. Not in senior roles, but as a little intern. But I was around these people. I know what they're like. I was working for them. I worked at the CIA, where I was around the National Security Council people and the White House, and briefing the president and briefing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And I mean, I did all that stuff too. And I'll just tell you that the foreign policy experts have gotten every major challenge of the last 20 years involving war and peace pretty much catastrophically wrong. You know what the exception to that is? Donald Trump. No war in 4 years. No war in 4 years under Donald Trump. No new major war broke out. No U.S. war broke out. U.S. involved war. So we watch the situation in Ukraine, and just remember, when the people that are all about double masking and getting five vaccine shots and telling you you're a monster if you won't are also the people that are putting all the Ukraine flags up and are saying Ukraine until the very, very end, ask questions about their judgment, about how far they want to take this. This has become some moral crusade for them. They think that they need to be right on this, and that means that Russia needs to be utterly defeated and humiliated and kicked out of Ukraine entirely. Well, that mentality is how you can get to a place where Putin says, fine, it's time to fire off a tactical nuclear weapon. And then where are we? Need to take this very seriously, friends. Tomorrow I'll have some happy and funny stories, I promise. Today was a little bit on the intense side. It is National Taco Day. Paging Dr. Jill Biden. Got any thoughts on tacos? Dr. Jill, just wondering. We'll leave it there, everybody. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.